You might hear sirens in the background, people chatting, trucks beeping, sirens going off, and I'm going to tell you why, because I am finally back in Los Angeles. Good morning, everybody. Well, it's actually afternoon, both on the West Coast and the East Coast, almost early evening on the East Coast. But good morning. See, I did it again. Good afternoon and or evening, everybody, as I Andrew DeVito, the Mistress of Pop Culture, giving you one final episode. Here, a siren. Literally, I love being back in LA. I love it. I love it. You know what? I'm gonna wait for it to pass by because I'm relishing in all the sound because I was, as you guys know, I was in Florida for the past month with fam, relaxing, dipping it and doing it, living my best life in the Sunshine State. Although LA is technically the Sunshine State. And when I got back on Tuesday, you guys, and it was pouring rain, torrential downpour, which some of you might be like, oh, how frustrating, but no, I am always and forever gonna be on the side of advocating for plants and trees and animals. Since we live in California, we're a drought state. And who knows when the next rain's gonna be. It might not be for another 5 months. So I was really happy about it, excuse me, tripping over my words because I've not done an episode in a couple of days. And I know I said I was gonna do a full week of episodes a couple days ago or whenever I did my last episode. But I got back, I was really tired, I was jet lagged, I had a lot of stuff I had to do. I wanted to spend time with my dog, which, by the way, fun fact, today is my dog Chai's fourth birthday, which is crazy, December 31st, NYE New Year's Eve, which is really crazy because it literally just feels like yesterday, and I'm sure many of you feel like this, that it was December 31st, 2020, and a lot of us were really excited because 2020, well, we all know it was a banner year, and 2021 just flew by, and that's, you know, what everybody says happens when you're getting old, oh my, but I'm loving it, I'm living for it, and it's really exciting, so I hope you guys all had a fabulous holiday season and year. And if you didn't, that's okay because I'm here to bring you a little bit of joy, sprinkle a little bit of joy. Although our first story of the day is very, 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 very sad, and I don't mean to start off on a sad foot, but I think we have to. We owe it to this queen and legend of honoring the late great comedy icon that is, of course, Betty White. She tragically passed. Just a week shy of her 100th birthday, which is, I mean, just to make it to 99, just to even make it to your 90s is crazy. And she was a very youthful spirit. I mean, I loved watching her interview. She was hilarious. She was great on screen. And she did those commercials. There was, oh, what was the commercial for? It was an iconic commercial. Excuse me, iconic commercial, but you know what I'm talking about. But also, she was, fun fact, she was in one of my favorite shows of all time, Ugly Betty, where she played herself, Betty White, and Wilhelmina knocks her over in the cab. You know what I'm talking about. True Betty White, I mean, true Betty White fans know this, but also true Ugly Betty fans know this exact episode that I'm talking about. And I thought about that, and it made me really, really sad. But we're here today to honor the late, great, iconic Betty White. Of course, we all know about the Ghislaine Maxwell being guilty of all, and also we lost another cinema great, I believe he was the creative visionary behind Big Little Lies, not the writer, but Jean-Luc passed away, and I'm going to talk about those. So it's very, very sad. You know, icons passing is always, anyone passing is very difficult, but of course, these iconic people that we love and, admire their work is also really difficult because they're in the homes of millions of people around the world, you know? But aside from that, before I get into everything, I just want to say thank you so much, as always, for listening to my episodes. I love doing this. I can't believe another year has gone by, which is crazy! But I love doing my job, and I'm very grateful that this is my job. So here, 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 here. I don't know what I'm gonna be doing tonight. I don't think I'm gonna be celebrating because honestly, I'm 32 years old. I'm like really tired. Also, it's my dog's birthday. I want to stay in tonight. Also, January 1st, 12:01 a.m. Well, 12 a.m. on HBO Max, the Harry Potter 15th anniversary is streaming, and all the OGs are back, with the exception of notably missing J.K. Rowling. And I'm sure we all know why she's missing. I'm not gonna get into that because I don't want this to be a controversial episode. But and also the late great Alan Rickman. Richard Griffiths, who played the original Dumbledore in the first and second Harry Potter, along with, and for those of you who know me, I love Harry Potter, but my favorite movie, favorite moment in through the entire cinema experience is that moment in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part Two in the Dark Forest when Harry is resurrected by there's the cloak. There's the Elder Wand and there's the stone. What is the stone called that you thrice in hand and you anyways, the moment where Narcissa Malfoy goes up to Harry and goes, "Is he alive? Is Draco alive?" And then Harry nods his head very gently and she turns around very stoically and looks at directly. This is why she's such a badass. She looks directly at Voldemort and says, "Dead to protect Harry," because Harry, as we all know, was always protected by a mother's love. His mother sacrificed herself for his life, and obviously that's why Voldemort's curse backfired, and Narcissa Malfoy, of course, Molly Weasley, many, many others protected him. But this is another episode about Harry Potter. And I'm going to talk about, by the way, I'm going to talk about Harry Potter Monday, and I'm also going to cover the most recent episode of And Just Like That, because there's a lot to talk about. It was very, very Sex and the City-esque, which, of course, we all love. But it was a lot, and I was a little like, whoa, what's going on here with Miranda and Shay? I mean, I'm loving it. I'm loving these the representation here of diversity in LGBTQIA, but it was a lot. It was very unexpected, but then I was like, oh, right, this is what the OG series was like. But this was even a little more graphic than the OG series. Oh, and I watched the first episode and a half of the, I know I'm way behind on the show, the Sex Lives of College Girls. I'm literally loving it. I'm loving it for many reasons. Of course, Mindy Kaling's great. And Renee Rapp, who plays Leighton, I am a huge fan of her because she played Regina George on Broadway, replacing Taylor Lauterman. True Regina, true musical theater fans know this, but she's so great. I can't wait to watch the entirety of the series. So that's that. But anyways, without any more pish-posh, let's get into what we're here to talk about. And that is the news that we all woke up to today, which was very, very sad. Betty White, beloved and trailblazing actress, sadly passed at age 99. This is from CNN. Betty White, the self-described, quote, lucky old broad, whose sweetly sarcastic senior citizen characters were a beloved fixture on TV shows and movies such as The Golden Girls, Boston Legal, and Hot in Cleveland, died Friday. Her aged and close friend, Jeff Witches, told People magazine in a statement. At 99, she was just weeks away from celebrating her 100th birthday on January 17th. Wow. Quote, even though Betty was about to be 100, I thought she would live forever, Witches said. I will miss her terribly, and so will, the animal world that she loves so much. I don't think Betty ever feared passing because she always wanted to be with her most beloved husband, Alan Ludden. She believed she would be with him again. CNN has reached out to Witches for comment for the first half of her career, eventually honored by Guinness World Records as the longest television career by a female entertainer. White was a regular, but not widely noticed presence on radio and television. There were 50 sitcoms, a 1954 talk show, and even a role in the 1962 film Advice and Consent. She'd pop up on game shows occasionally, particularly Password, hosted by her third husband, Alan Ludden. Quote, it was a little out of character, a little unfeminine to be. You shouldn't be funny, White recalled in a 2017 interview with CNN, reminiscing about her early days in Hollywood, noting that women at the time were expected to simply, quote, come in and be pretty. Well, White countered, quote, no, it's so much more fun to get that laugh. That's very true. That's why I think so many people love Lucille Ball, because both Betty White and Lucille Ball were gorgeous. But, you know, they're funny, and funny wins. Funny always triumphs over looks, which wane. Funny never wanes. But starting with her performance as kitchen diva Sue Ann Nevins on the 1970 sitcom The Mary Tyler Moore Show, beginning when she was 51, White developed a knack for portraying the apparently pure-hearted elder full of Midwestern sincerity who had Randy in her life. In doing so, she created a new generation of fans, a base that only grew larger as she entered her 90s. She was the sexually experienced, if otherwise naive, Rose Nyland on The Golden Girls. White also played a flinty and sometimes violent secretary on Boston Legal. Ooh, I didn't know that, but I love that. She had a guest spot on The Simpsons, hosted Saturday Night Live, the oldest person ever to do so, and even appeared in a self-mocking ad for Snickers candy bars. Through it all, she took her success, if not her work, lightly. Quote, I'm having the time of my life. And the fact that I'm still working, how lucky can you get? She told the Huffington Post in 2012. I mean, that's true. I mean, it's not about age, but for somebody to be that funny and that iconic and that beloved by the world to have such longevity means icon status. By the way, I just realized that the first half of this might sound a little muffled because I was doing it on Bluetooth, which is totally my bad, so I'm sorry if it sounds off, but you live and you learn. Okay, this brings us to our second story of the day. This is from Deadline. Hollywood remembers Betty White, quote, our national treasure has passed. Hollywood was in mourning on the final day of 2021 with the legendary television star Betty White dying at age 99. And here are many, many celebrity reactions. Deadline will post this as more tributes arrive. Conan O'Brien, God bless Betty White, as my mom would say, we were so lucky to have her. Cher tweeted, by the way, these are all tweets. Cher tweeted, I watched her on her first TV show, Life with Elizabeth, when I was 7 years old. When she did S&C, I got a chance to tell her. I was embarrassed because tears came to my eyes. She put her arms around me and I felt seven again. Some people are called icons. Betty was a true icon. Dionne Warwick, another brilliant talent, has made her transition. I had the pleasure of getting to know Betty White and shared a few giggles with her. May she rest in well-earned peace. Ugh. I love that. Annalise Keating herself, of course, the iconic Viola Davis. R.I.P. Betty White. Man, did I think you would live forever. You blew a huge hole in this world that will inspire generations. Rest in glorious peace. You've earned your wings. Seth Rudetsky, who is a big Broadway musician, just icon.
I always love when Betty White would brilliantly played the passive aggressiveness of Sue Ann. In this episode, Mary is threatened with jail because she won't reveal her journalistic source. So many amazing line readings. Quote, when you get out, if you get out, rest in peace. Kathy Griffin, of course, tweeted, one, Betty White, where do I begin? I've known her long, but I think the first time I met her was when she was a guest star on Suddenly Susan in the late 90s. Everyone was very excited she was on the show. I had accidentally parked in her parking spot that day. She walks in. Oh, man. Ellen, what an exceptional life. I'm grateful for every second I got to spend with Betty White, sending love to her family, friends, and all of us. Seth Meyers, RIP Betty White, the only SNL host I ever saw get a standing ovation at the end, at the after party, a party which she ordered vodka and a hot dog and stayed till the bitter end. Andy Cohen tweeted, tonight we will raise many glasses to the wonderful legacy of Betty White. Elle Woods herself, Reese Witherspoon. So sad to hear about Betty White passing. I loved watching her characters. That brought so much joy. Thank you, Betty, for making us all laugh. Ryan Reynolds, who worked with Betty White in that Sandra Bullock movie. The world looks different now. She was great at defying expectation. Excuse me, got all choked up there. She was great at defying expectation. She managed to grow very old and somehow not old enough. We'll miss you, Betty. Now you know the secret. Posted with a hilarious photo of her sticking her thumbs up. Deborah Messing, Betty White. Oh no, I grew up watching and being delighted by her. She was playful and daring and smart. We all knew this day would come, but it doesn't take away the feelings of loss. A national treasure, indeed. Fly with the angels. Let's see if there's any other worth reading. Oh, that's pretty much it. I mean, there are other tweets, but I only wanted to read from, like, the mainstream people who, like, I love. I mean, there's, like, other people that, like, maybe other people know, but sorry, I only read about A-list celebs. And Betty White was that. She was an A-list celebrity, and she was a supreme talent. So rest in peace, queen! An icon, truly an icon, a bowl of laughs, and she's the type of actress, celebrity, when you think of this individual, you're warm and happy and fuzzy. Never involved in any controversy, never politically incorrect, never, you know, caught in any scandals. She just lived her best life, so yeah, much love to her family, condolences, and what an icon. Truly, truly an icon. I was just gonna dedicate this entire episode to Betty White, but I feel like it's important to talk about another very, very, very sad passing. An admirer of someone that I admired because he was a cinematic visionary man. Oh, I pulled up the New York Times, but you have to pay for the articles, and I always use my New York Times free articles up right away. I'll read it from Deadline. Jean-Marc Vallée dies, director of Dallas Buyers Club, Big Little Lies, and Sharp Objects, was 58. Heart attack believed to be the cause. Okay, so this originally was posted on, let's see here, I just want to get the dates all right, December 26th. So the original article was, Jean-Marc Vallée has died suddenly at the age of 58. The Canadian writer, director, editor, and producer won Emmy Awards and a DGA Award for Big Little Lies and was Oscar nominated for editing Dallas Buyers Club, the film that won Oscars for both Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto, and was up for Best Picture. Deadline was still gathering details, but can divulge that he passed away at his cabin outside Quebec City and that his family and close advisors are in shock. And actually, the update of this article, Deadline is hearing from multiple sources that the shocking death of filmmaker Jean-Marc Vallée resulted from a heart attack while at his cabin on the river outside of Quebec City, where he was preparing to receive guests the following day. So it is considered likely he passed December 25th. Very sad. He passed the 25th, so Christmas, and was found the following morning. Vallée was known as a fitness fanatic and a teetotaler, a practitioner of the Wim Hof fitness method, which is not for the faint of heart. And many, many, many celebrities, of course, expressed their condolences. Of course, Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Laura Dern, the cast of Big Little Lies, Matthew McConaughey. I remember when I watched Big Little Lies, the original... Oh, do you hear that? Somebody's horn is going off. Horn toots off to Mr. Jean-Marc Vallée. I remember when I watched the show, I was like, this is so well shot. And I think we all, when we think of Big Little Lies, I mean, aside from the incredible performances by the women and Alexander Skarsgård and, of course, Meryl Streep in season two, and the woman who played the therapist, Nicole Kidman's therapist, who was also in that iconic film with Nicole Kidman, Margot Robbie, and Charlize Theron, about the Fox scandal with Megyn Kelly, Bombshell. I mean, everyone on the cast was really strong. I just specifically remember that final scene, post-credits of season one, when they're all at the beach, like, looking out at the beautiful ocean, and it does the flashes of the girls with Alexander Skarsgård and Shailene Woodley and the stairs, and Zoe Kravitz runs down and pushes. I mean, I was like, this is, like, I've never seen a sort of composite shot like that. So many things happening at once. I was like, this guy's a genius. So, very, very sad news, and my condolences again to his family and friends and all those who knew him personally, because what an honor it must have been to get to work with someone that's a visionary like that, you know? Very rare, so very sad for these two icons. But I just wanted to come on here and pay my respects to these two as we wrap up this year, 2021. So I hope everybody has a really safe New Year's. Don't drink and drive, Uber, Lyft, or walk. Stay with friends. Don't leave your drink down and then go and pick it up, you know. And most of all, get boosted and stay safe, because we all want to, you know, be healthy and, you know, protect each other. Again, you guys, thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. I'm Andrew DeVitri, the Mistress of Pop Culture. I love doing this. And I'm going to try and come up with, like, a better schedule of recording for 2022, because I sometimes do, like, 4 or 5 episodes a week, and then I'll do, like, one. And I'm like, that's not working. So maybe I'll do what my favorite podcaster ever, Heather McDonald, does, Juicy Scoop. Iconic, love it. Literally love it. I'll do every Tuesday and Thursday. But we'll see. Maybe I'll do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I just got to come up with some type of schedule. But I'll think about that over the weekend, so. All right, everybody. Thank you so much, as always. Lots of love to you. Happy New Year. And live your best life. And please, I highly suggest everybody at midnight tonight, if you're not, like, blazed or drunk, watch the Harry Potter 15th anniversary, because it's going to be sentimental. I'm going to talk about it on Monday. So, yes, queen. All right, everybody. Bye.